Title: Layer in Amen Style Pad Using Stock Devices Only in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build something very jungle and very drum and bass. An Amen Break Pad. Not a drum loop that fights your drums, a texture. A bid. A wide atmospheric layer that breathes with the groove and makes your track feel glued together. And we're doing it stock only in Ableton Live 12. By the end, you'll have a three-layer setup: a body layer for the fog, an air layer for the stereo haze, and a ghost layer that keeps that classic break energy moving underneath. Then we'll glue it, sidechain it, and talk about how to arrange it like Regal DNB. Let's go. First, quick session setup. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly, 170 to 174 BPM. Now make two audio tracks. One is drums main. That's your main break or your main drum bus. The second is Amen PAD. That's the one we're about to build. If you don't have an Amen break, any classic break loop works. The method is the important part. Step 1. Load the break and warp it cleanly. Drag your Amen, or your break loop, into the Amen PAD track. Go down to clip view and turn warp on. Make sure it loops tight to your tempo. If it's drifting, adjust the seg BPM or warp markers until it loops cleanly. Start on warp mode. Beats. Set preserve to 1/16 so it keeps the rhythmic grid. And for transient loop mode, you can try off first. If you get clicks, try forward. Quick coach note here. Start with the cleanest part of the loop. If your break starts with a crash or a messy pickup, trim the start point to a steadier section before you do heavy stretching. Pads make ugly transients louder because reverb and stereo effects exaggerate them. Once it's looping tight, decide if you want one bar or two bars. One bar is classic and punchy. Two bars gives you more movement. Either is fine. Step 2. Duplicate into three layers. Duplicate the track or the clip until you have three versions. Rename them. Amen Pad Body, Amen Pad Air, Amen Pad Ghost. Now select all three and group them. That's Command or Control G. Rename the group Amen PAD Rack. Before we even add effects, here's a pro-sounding habit. Gain staging. Pull each layer down so the effects do the work, not raw volume. A good beginner target is, each layer peaks around -18 to -12 dB on its own. We'll blend later. Quiet layers, expensive vibe. Now, layer A. Body. This is the pad bed. On the body track, go to warp mode and switch it from beats to texture. Texture mode is where a drum loop starts turning into a wash. Set grain size somewhere around 120 to 200 milliseconds. Bigger grain equals smoother, more pad-like. Then set flux around 20 to 40%. That adds gentle motion and smear. Now add devices in this order. First, EQ8. High pass the low end. Set a low cut around 120 Hz and make it steep, like 24 dB per octave. This is big. We are not letting pad low end blur the sub and bass. Then add a gentle dip around 2.5 to 4 kHz, -2 to -4 dB. That tames the snare crack that tends to poke out. Next, saturator. Drive around 2 to 5 dB. Turn soft clip on. Then lower output so you're not just making it louder. You're adding density and body. Then reverb. Set decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't swallow the transient instantly. Low cut inside the reverb at 200 to 350 Hz. High cut around 6 to 9 kHz to keep it smooth. Dry wet around 15 to 30%. Your goal for the body layer is simple. If you mute your main drums, it should feel like foggy ambience. If you unmute your main drums, it should feel like the drums suddenly live in a world, not like you added a second drum loop. If you can still clearly identify the snare and kick in the body layer, you're not padding yet. Two quick fixes: increase grain size, or add a gentle low pass around 6 to 10 kHz on the body. Now layer B, air. This is the wide top haze. On the air track, start with EQ8. High pass much higher, like 600 to 1000 Hz. This is a top-only layer. It should live above the weight of the track. Optionally, add a tiny high shelf at 8 to 12 kHz, just 1 to 3 dB, if it needs sparkle. Now we turn it into stereo spray. Add chorus ensemble. Use ensemble mode if it's available. It's usually the lushest. Set amount around 20 to 40%. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Slow movement. If there's a width control, push it wide. If not, don't worry, we'll add utility after. Next, add delay or echo. Either is stock. Pick what you like. Set it synced. Try left at 1/8 and right at 1/8 dotted. Feedback 10 to 25%. Filter the delay. High pass around 800 Hz, low pass around 8 to 10 kHz. dry wet 8 to 18%, subtle, then add utility, turn base mono on, and set width, around 130 to 170%, quick coaching moment, check mono early, not at the end, temporarily, put another utility on the group and set width to 0 to check mono, if your air layer disappears in mono, reduce widening and back off the delay dry slash wet first. Delay is often the biggest cause of mono collapse. The goal for air is that old jungle tape halo. Wide, shiny, but not louder than the drums. Now layer C. Ghost. This is the pulse. The movement. The hint of break rhythm without turning into another break loop. On the ghost track, go back to warp mode. Beats. Preserve 1/16. Add EQ 8. High pass around 200 to 300 Hz. If it's too snappy, do a small cut around 3 to 5 kHz. Now add gate. This is the secret sauce for the ghost pulse. Set threshold around minus 25 dB as a starting point, then adjust until it starts pulsing rhythmically. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Hold 20 to 40 milliseconds. Release 80 to 140 milliseconds. What you're listening for, it should feel like a rhythmic texture that follows the loop, but it shouldn't sound like extra hats and snares. Now add auto filter. Set it to low pass. Cut off somewhere around 1.5 to 4 kHz. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Turn on the LFO. Set rate to 1/4 or 1/2 synced. Keep amount small. You want breathing, not wobble. Then add a shorter reverb than the body layer. Decay around 1.2 to 2.2 seconds. Dry wet 10 to 20%. Now, quick timing note. If the stretched layers start flattening against your main drums, you can experiment with turning warp off on the air layer. Sometimes that static smear doesn't need to be perfectly gridlocked. But keep ghost synced, because ghost is what keeps the groove tracking your drums. Cool, now we've got three layers. Let's glue them. Go to the group, Amen Pad Rack, and add group processing. First, EQ 8 for final cleanup. High pass at 120 to 180 Hz again, just to be safe. Pads from breaks can hide low mid energy. If it feels boxy, dip 250 to 400 Hz by about 2 dB. Next, add compressor for gentle glue. Ratio 2:1. Attack 10 to 30 ms. Release 100 to 250 ms, or auto. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Then utility. Set the group level so it's felt, not obvious. A common range is the pad sitting 10 to 18 dB quieter than the drums. That's normal. In DNB, punch is sacred. Now the essential step, sidechain it to your main drums. Add another compressor at the end of the group chain. Turn on sidechain. Audio from your drum's main track or your drum bus. Set a ratio 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 ms. Fast. Release 80 to 160 ms. Adjust by feel. Lower threshold until you see about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on kicks and snares. Listen to what just happened. Instead of the pad sitting on top of the drums, it now breathes with the drums. That's the rolling DNB feeling. The pad becomes part of the groove. Now, arrangement ideas so this actually becomes a track tool. For an intro, run just body and air. Add an auto filter on the group and slowly open the cutoff over 16 bars. It's instant atmosphere. For a pre-drop, bring in ghost quietly for 8 bars. It hints at the break energy without fully revealing it. For the drop, keep the pad low, keep the side chain on, and tuck it behind. It should widen the track and add vibe. Not take attention. For a breakdown, turn off the side chain and increase reverb dry slash wet. That big space moment makes the next drop hit harder. And for variation in the second drop, automate the body layer's grain size. As the grain gets bigger, the pad smears more. It's a simple, effective evolution. Let's hit a few common mistakes so you can avoid the classic beginner pain. Number 1. Leaving too much low end in the pad. That 80 to 200 Hz area will sneak up on you and blur your bass. High pass, then high pass again on the group. Number 2. Too much reverb without sidechain. It will instantly steal punch. If your drums feel smaller, sidechain harder or reduce decay. Number 3. Overwidening everything. Widen mostly the air layer. Keep low-end mono with utility bass mono. Number 4. Pad is as loud as the drums. If you clearly hear it, it's probably too loud. Try lowering the group and raising just the air slightly if you want more perceived width. Number 5. Warp clicks or nasty artifacts. Switch between beats, texture, and even complex if needed, and adjust grain size. No shame in testing modes. Now a couple quick pro tips for darker, heavier DNB, still stock only. If you want to tape dark, add roar on the group with subtle drive, then low pass around 8 to 10 kHz. Gentle seasoning. If it's crowding your snare and bass, Use multiband dynamics on the group and lightly tame the mid-band, like 1 to 2 dB on snare hits. If you want to rave the old-school grit, put Redux lightly on the air layer, then filter it, character without fizz. And here's a mini practice loop you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Build the three layers exactly like we did. Make a 32-bar loop, bars 1 to 16, intro with body and air, filter opening, bars 17 to 32, drop with all layers and sidechain on. Then automate one thing every 8 bars, body grain size, air chorus amount, ghost filter cutoff. Finally, freeze and flatten the pad group and listen. If it still feels like a pad when printed, you nailed it. If it sounds like messy drums, turn ghost down and smooth body more. Recap. You turned an Amen style break into a layered pad using warp, eq, modulation, reverb, and good mix control. Body gives depth, air gives width, ghost gives pulse, and sidechain makes it move with the drums so it works in real DNB. If you tell me your tempo and whether you're aiming for liquid, rollers, or jungle tech, I can suggest a simple macro setup, so this becomes a playable, performance-ready rack you can reuse in every project.